everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the next episode, number 15, in fact, of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. When last we saw our team, we got a new ranger. And now we're going to see, I think they'll have any focus on him integrating into the team or learning teamwork, or maybe he'll already be pretty much part of the team. He's just going to have to, get his Zord today or something. We'll find out. In any event, let's get this going. We're going to start this in 3, 2, 1, go. Should get a new opening, though. There he is. Episode 15 of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive is behind the scenes, and I've said that backwards, but it's too late to fix it. This first aired on June 11th, 2007, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Charlie Haskell. And yes, he's very much into the opening now. Oh, there's your new Megazord. He of what?
But I am the last Yeti on Earth. If you don't count my cousin Sasquatch, we don't really talk anymore. It's a long story.
He's so fun. I need to think. Back off, you frozen fools. Well, that was easy.
Mercury Ranger out of commission while you retrieve it.
But Miratrix said she worked alone.
She will do as she's told.
You Kiyamuk, then what about the other Rangers? Alliance.
Come on, Mr. Hartford. Just a hint.
Sorry, Ty. This project is top secret until it's finished.
You know, those other Drive Mech swords are incredible. Why can't you just tell me what one you're building for me?
Because then it wouldn't be a secret.
It's a surprise! Obviously, he didn't see the intro.
What kind of sword am I gonna get?
My lips are sealed. Who said you were getting just one?
Spencer.
Aww.
Now, would you mind leaving Mr. Hartford alone? He has a guest. A lady guest.
Andrew, hi.
Jesse? What a surprise.
It's Jesse!
We haven't seen each other since our old college days. I've been reading so much about you and your rangers. Wow, you always were the adventurer, Drew.
What about you? You were going to be an intrepid field reporter, facing down danger, making a difference in the world.
Yeah, that dream got a little sidetracked. Maybe someday.
Sure.
But I'm still a reporter. I took a job at a local show. Good morning, San Angeles.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Anyway, Drew, that's why I'm here. I want to interview your team. You know, get an in-depth look at Operation Overdrive?
I don't know, Jess. We're pretty busy over here.
Oh, come on. It'd only take a couple of hours for an old friend. Please?
The sugar on top.
Well, those kids work so hard. It might be nice for them to have a moment in the spotlight.
Well, it's settled then. I'll have my people set the whole thing up. Thank you.
Power Rangers on television. Who'd have ever thought?
Huh, what an amazing concept. So the town that they're in is San Angeles. Nice.
Don't be nervous, guys. Being on TV is no big deal.
Who's nervous? I've waited my whole life for this moment. This interview is going to make me a star.
Probably not.
San Angeles.
They didn't even talk to her.
We have some very special guests on the show. The heroes behind the helmets, the brave team of Operation Overdrive.
Uh-oh, Dax is terrified.
Thank you, Jessica. It's great to be here.
Let me see if I have this right. We've got Mackenzie Hartford.
You can call me Mac.
And you're Rose Ortiz, the child prodigy.
Oh, you know, whatever.
Will Ast, an international recovery specialist.
That's real clapping, you can tell.
Ronnie Robinson, the world-famous race car driver.
Hi, Jessica.
Ooh.
And hello to all my racing car fans.
And you are...
He's Dax Lowe, actor, stuntman, superhero extraordinaire, and I'm Tizon.
Tizon? That's an interesting name.
Oh, it's actually quite common on my planet.
What? I see.
Ooh.
They do look rather splendid, don't they, sir?
Yes, Spencer. Yes, they do.
Okay, everybody, we're going to a commercial break.
What's so funny?
I'll be back in five. Don't go away.
Oh, man, did you see that? I, like, totally choked.
That crowd is fake.
I thought it was kind of cute, the way you totally choked.
Hello, Jessica Jeffries?
Yes?
That crowd was all mannequins.
From Mayor Warner's office.
Or signs, and that's Mirror Tricks.
Well, the mayor has heard that you've got the Power Rangers on your show today.
Yeah.
He'd like to show his appreciation for all that they've done with these commendation medals.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, I'd be happy to give these to the Rangers on the mayor's behalf. Thank you.
No, thank you.
How cool is this?
A medal from the mayor's office.
Oh, and so well deserved. I admire you all. You make such a difference out there.
Better get back to work, guys.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just all the hot lights. Thank.
Let's get you back to the mansion.
Did you complete? That's different.
Special alloy that should react to the Mercury Ranger's physiology. He won't know what hit him.
Why are they focusing so much on Mercury, though?
Very nice.
Last I checked, there's a total of 6 now.
And if you don't let me, then I'll, hold my breath. Good. Anything to keep your mouth shut. The robot has been programmed with the coordinates. I'll be the pilot. And soon the cannon of Tiamut will be mine! My robot? Who's in there?
Thanks for the robot, Flurious. We'll take the cannon for ourselves.
Yeah, no one tells us what to do.
Uh-oh. Orc's fun.
What's up, Dad? I've been analyzing the jewel imprint on this Yanomami statue. I'm picking up a similar signature from a remote mountainside in Indonesia.
Sweet, let's check it out.
Ready!
First team morph! Or not. Yeah, simple. No problem. Not like it's huge.
This way.
Dad's looking for a jewel.
Okay. Oh, that was cool.
I haven't felt that kind of power since.
Don't say it. The Fear Cats.
Hello, Rangers. Have you missed me?
Not really. What do you want?
There's a powerful weapon in this mountain, and we're gonna get it.
Wow, two with one shot without even looking. This is just one Fear Cat. Where's the other one? Oh, duh, and the robot doing the drilling, right? What is happening? Oh, the robot gets the cannon.
That's what's giving off the signature.
Good job, my friend. Now let's try it out.
Whoa, that's some major firepower. We gotta get that weapon away from them. Bust out the drive mask.
Okay, right now their acting makes this feel like more of a kid's show than usual. Call in more stuff. You might want to move. No? Okay. Ooh, that's not working. Instead of the Rangers? Okay.
Our Zords are out of commission. All systems are down. We gotta abandon the Zords.
I hate poodles. I can't believe we have to do this again. No, I'm actually allergic to dog hair.
The city is under attack. Residents in the Midtown area are being advised to get to safety.
Get the dog show, Jerry. We're gonna cover that attack.
Jessica.
Just go.
Be quick about it, Jerry.
Excuse me, sir.
Orange is lost. Their machines, they couldn't stop destruction.
How does he know that? That was way outside of town. Out of 15 episodes?
Figure out what's happened to him.
I think I might have.
What are you talking about?
The medals. I called the mayor's office. They didn't send any medals. This is just a reporter's hunch, but it's worth a try.
Well, that was quick.
Am I still on television?
We can't give up, but it trashed our Zorans.
You have a whole bunch of more. Wow, an unnecessary morph. Why did they unmorph? Oh well. Can't they form a Megazord with just these? Well, that didn't go well. I guess they can't.
What are we going to do?
I am very much not sure I understand how they get knocked out and end up under a bunch of rubble. Oh, hey! Somehow these are going to have the power to do what all the others couldn't, huh?
Mercury Ranger! Rescue Runner 1, Rescue Runner 2, go!
Okay, here we go. Our new Megazord. With legs like that, there's no way that thing can walk. Okay, maybe it can. Really? Yeah, that didn't look like nearly enough water. Wow, a high-kicking Megazord. We don't see that often. Ha! Gonna say we were. Is this our final attack?
Now.
Oh, They're just shooting water at them?
The Mercurian continues to get in our way, and my hatred for him grows. One day soon, he will pay.
Huh. I'll get them next time.
Yeah, just let him go. That's fine. And none of the Rangers have their medals anymore.
I see the cannon of Kiamuk has fallen into the Rangers' hands. Nice work, Iceman. What happened to your part of the deal? You were supposed to take care of the Mercury Ranger. No one's going to destroy the Mercury Ranger except us. How dare you show up here after you betrayed
us? I think one of them almost fell when they walked in. All right, well, the one cool thing about this is there is some infighting amongst all the bad guys. You better run, Norg. I am not sure who's... That's a good idea. So wait a minute, we don't get an actual end to that fight?
You deserve it, but we still have work to do. This is the legendary cannon of Kiamuk.
Here it is.
Important role in the next mission.
Hey guys, look, Jessica's show's on.
Oh yeah, of course, they just turn it on.
This is my last day at Good Morning San Angeles. I'll be leaving to accept a job offer as a field reporter for Global News Network.
That's excellent.
But before I go,
really?
I want to
Why?
Thank Andrew Hartford and the brave team of Operation Overdrive. You're an inspiration to all of us to go out there and make a difference. This is Jessica Jeffries, signing off.
Go get him, Jess.
All right, well, that wasn't... Now, a lot of that's going to be exactly similar to... Exactly similar? That's not good English. But anyway, that's a lot of that's going to be similar to what happens in the Sentai, but... The acting was off this time. Very off. I mean, they really did make it sound like it was one of those bad anime dubs for a little bit. I am moving the... If you're watching... Thank you. I am moving. I knew it! Big or Mug. One of the Fear Cats is voiced by Kelson Henderson. That's what I thought. You can kind of tell. I can't tell you which one. I could tell you which one is his voice, but I cannot tell you which Hellcat? Ooh. Fear Cat is it. I mean, it's Mig, but I don't know which one's Mig just by looking. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for this time out. Thank you for listening or watching. Next time, we'll be watching the 16th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, which is entitled Just Like Me. Until then, take care, have a good one.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.